अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। रामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शुभाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिगोधन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। यमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। स्वामी तो भक्त मंदिर की जाए। ऑल ग्लोरी टू जय समर्थ। ऑल ग्लोरी टू जय समर्थ। ऑल ग्लोरी टू जय समर्थ। थैंक यू वेरी मच। हरे
ओम। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
यथा
ऋषिकेश कुलेन देवकी कंसेन वृद्धा अतिचिरं तुचा पिता विमोचिता अहं च सह आत्मजा विभो त्वया एव नातेन मुहुर्विपद् यथा ऋषिकेशकुलेन देवकी कंसेन रुद्धातिचिरं सुचा पिता विमोचिताहं च सहात्मजा विभो त्वयैव नातेन मुहुर्विपद्गुणा यथा ऋषिकेशकुलेन देवकी कंसेन रुद्धातिचिरं सुचा पिता विमोचिताहं च सहात्मजा विभो त्वयैव नातेन मुहुर्विपद्गुणा यथा ऋषिकेशकुलेन देवकी कंसेन रुद्धातिचिरं सुचा पिता विमोचिताहं च सहात्मजा विभो त्वयैव नातेन मुहुर्विपद्गुणा
विमोचिताहं च सहात्मजा विभो कंसेन रुद्धाति चिरं सुचार्पिता
विपद गणा
गर्ज
Kalena by the envious. Devaki, Devaki, the mother of Sri Krishna. Kamsena by King Kamsa. Ruddha, imprisoned. Ati Chirang for a long time. Shucha Pita, distressed. Vimochita, released. Ahamcha, also myself. Sahatmaja,
along with my children.
Vibho, O great one.
Svayoiva,
by your lordship. Natena,
as the protector.
Muhu,
constantly.
Vipad Gurnat,
series of dangers.
Translation. O Hrishikesha, master of the senses and lord of lords, you have released your mother Devaki, who was long imprisoned and distressed by the envious King Kamsa, and myself and my children from a series of constant dangers.
This is the position of Vibhavis, that Devaki, who happens to be the mother of Krishna, she is not ordinary woman, who can become the mother of the Supreme Personality of God, the most advanced devotee, so that Krishna has agreed to become her son. In his previous life, the husband and wife, they underwent severe austerities, and when Krishna appeared before them and wanted to give them benediction, they wanted a sun-like God. So, where can be another person who is equal to God? That is not possible. God means there is no equal, there is no greater. Asama Udh. That is God. God, there cannot be any competition that you are God, I am God, he is God, he is God. No. These are dogs. They are not God. God means without competition. One. God is one. Nobody is greater, Asamartha. Nobody is greater than him. Nobody is equal to him. Everyone is lower. Ekala, Isha, Krishna, Arsa, Bhrita. Only master is Krishna, God. And everyone servant. Never mind. Even if he is Brahma, Vishnu, or Shiva, big, big demigods, and what to speak about us? Shiva Virinchi Nutam. And the Shastaki says that he is offered respect by Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. They are the topmost demigods. There are demigods. Above the human being, there are demigods. As we are human beings, above the lower creatures, lower animals, similarly, above us, there are demigods. And the most important demigod is Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. Lord Brahma is the creator of this universe. And Lord Shiva is the destroyer of this universe. And Lord Vishnu is the maintainer. Lord Vishnu is Krishna himself. So, for the maintenance of this material world, there are three gunas. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. So, each one of them has taken charge of one department. So, Lord Vishnu has taken the department of Satagun. And Lord Brahma has taken the department of Rajagun. And Lord Shiva has taken the department of Tamagun. They are not under the influence of these gunas. Despite as the superintendent of jail, he is not a prisoner. He is controlling officer. Similarly, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, although they are controlling each department, they are not under the controlling department. We may not commit mistake. So, Rishikesha, Krishna is the supreme controller. Rishik means senses. So, we are enjoying our senses, but ultimately, the controller is Krishna. Suppose, this is my hand. Hand cleans my hand. I shall give you a good feast. I'm very much proud. But I am not controller. The controller is Krishna. If he withdraws the power of the activity of your arm, you become paralyzed. Although you are claiming, it is my hand, I shall use it. But when it is paralyzed, you cannot do anything. Therefore, I may have possessed this hand by the grace of Krishna, but I am not the controller. That is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, a sane man will think that ultimately this hand is to be controlled by Krishna, then it is meant for Krishna. This is the common sense, understand. I am claiming that this is my hand, this is my leg, this is my ear. In children's sense, he asks the children, what is it? It is my hand. But we may claim, but actually it is not our hand. It is given. Because I wanted to use my hands in so many ways, Krishna has given all life. You take this hand, use it. So it is gift of Krishna. Therefore, a sane man is always conscious that whatever I have got in my position, first of all this body and senses, they are actually not mine. I have given all these positions for utility. So if ultimately everything belongs to Krishna, why it is not utilized for Krishna? That is Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. That is intelligence. If I am given all these things for my use, for my sense gratification, but ultimately it belongs to Krishna. Mamivang Sijiyota. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. So everyone's senses are also Krishna's. So when the senses are utilize for Krishna's service, that is perfection. And so long it is utilized for my sense gratification, it is mine. Therefore, bhakti means Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchat. Rishikena, by the senses, this Rishikesa, Sevanam, when we serve Rishikesa, really master of the senses, that is called bhakti. Very simple description, definition of bhakti. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam. Rishikesha Sevana, not Rishik Sevana. Rishik means senses. So, when senses are used for self gratification, that is Maya. And when senses are used for the gratification of the master of the senses, that is called bhakti. Very simple definition. Anyone can understand. So, generally, in this material world, everyone is using the senses for sense gratification. That's all. That is their bondage. That is Maya, illusion. And when he comes to Krishna consciousness, purified, when he understands that actually these senses are meant for satisfying Krishna, then he is liberated first. Mukta, Mukta Purush, liberated person. Iha jasya harir dāse, karmanā manasā bāsa. When one comes to this position, that my senses are meant for serving the master of the senses, Rishikesha. The master of the senses, heart, is sitting within your heart. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, sarvasvachaham hridi sannivishta. I am seated in everyone's heart. Mattasmitijnanamapohanam. From me, remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness is coming. So, why that? Because Krishna is so merciful. If I want to use my senses in a certain way, not my senses, it is Krishna's given, so Krishna gives the chance, all right, utilize it. Suppose I have got tongue. If I want, Krishna, I want to use tool, I want to test tool. Yes, Krishna will say, yes, that is what you are for. Any stool. The master is there, Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, Mattasmiti Jnanamapahanam. He gives you the body, reminds you, my dear living entity, you wanted to eat stool, now you have got a proper body. Now it lies, here is stool also. Similarly, if you want to become demigod, that also Krishna gives you chance. Anything. There are 8,400,000 forms of life. If you want to engage your senses in any type of body, Krishna is giving you. Come on, here is the body, take. But we become exasperated by using our senses. Ultimately, it becomes senseless. Therefore, Krishna says, sarva-dharmān paritajya mānusaṁ sarva. Don't do like this. Your senses are meant for serving me. So you are misusing it. By misusing, you are being entrapped in different types of God. Therefore, to get relief from this tedious business of accepting one body and giving it up, again another body and another, to continue this material existence. If you give up this process of sense gratification and surrender unto me, then you are saved. This is Krishna consciousness. So, at the present moment, our senses are contaminated. I am thinking I am American. So, my senses should be utilized for the service of my country, my society, my nation, big leaders, big, so many things. But the real concept is that I am American. So, my senses are American senses. So, it must be utilized for American. Similarly, Indian is thinking, or others are thinking, but none of them do know it, that senses belong to Krishna. This is ignorance. No intelligence. They are thinking for the time being. That these senses, upadhi, designate American senses, Indian senses, African senses. No, this is karma. This is kava. Therefore, bhakti means sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. When your senses will be uncontaminated with all these diseases, that is the beginning of bhakti. If I think I am American, why shall I take Krishna consciousness? It is Hindu God, but that is foolishness. If I think I am Mohammedan, I am Christian, then you are God. But if we purify the senses, that I am spirit soul, the supreme spirit soul is Krishna, I am part and parcel of Krishna, therefore it is my duty to serve Krishna, then you become free, immediately. You are no more American, Indian, or African, or this or that. You are Krishna, Krishna consciousness. That is what. Therefore, Kunti Devi says, Rishikesha, my dear Krishna, you are the master of the senses. And for the sense gratification, we are fallen in this material condition of life, different varieties of life. So, we are suffering. It is suffering to the extreme. Even one becomes Krishna's mother, because this is material birth, she is also put into suffering. But to speak of others, Devaki is so advanced that she has become the mother of Krishna. But still, he is put into difficulties. And to difficulties by whom? By his brother, Kamsa. So this world is like that. Try to understand. Even you become Krishna's mother, and even your brother, who is very nearest relative, so the world is such, dealers, that if one's personal interest is hampered, everyone will be ready to give you trouble. This is the world. Everyone, even if his brother, even his father, what to speak of others? Khalena. Khala means jealous. This material world is jealous, envious. I am envious of you, you are envious of me. This is our business. This is our business. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is for such person who is no more jealous, who is no more envious. Perfect person. Dharma prajita koitavayatra paramanirma sananam satam vastava vastu vijnam. Those who are jealous and envious, they are within this material world. And those who are not jealous, they are in the spiritual world. Just a simple thing. You test yourself. Whether I am jealous, envious of my other associates, friends, everything, then I am in the material. And if I am not guiltless, then I am dispassionate. Anyone can test. There is no question of whether I am spiritually advanced or not. You can test yourself. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annat prasyat. Just like if you are eating, you will understand whether you are satisfied, whether hunger is satisfied. You haven't got to take certificate from others. Similarly, if you test yourself, whether you are zealous, whether you are envious, then you are in material. And if you are not zealous, if you are not envious, then you are spiritual. Then you can serve Krishna very nicely. If you are not zealous, because power, zealous, envious has began from Krishna, just like the Mahabharata. Why Krishna serves you? So this is the beginning of material life. To become envious of Krishna. Why Krishna shall be enjoy? I shall be enjoy. Why Krishna shall enjoy the gopis? I shall become Krishna and enjoy, make a society of gopis and enjoy. This is Maya. Nobody can be enjoyer. Krishna therefore says, Bhoktam Jagrasi. Krishna is the only enjoyer. And if we supply ingredients for his enjoyment, that is our perfection of life. And if we want to imitate Krishna, that I shall become a god, I shall become an imitator and enjoyer, then you are in the mind. Simply, our business is just like the gopis' life. Krishna is enjoying, and they are supplying the ingredients of enjoyment. Yes. This is bhakti. We are meant for Krishna is supplying the servant and master. The servant is being supplied all the necessities by the master. But the servant's duty is to serve the master. Yes, sir. Ego bahunangju vidhati kaman. Nitya, Nityanam, Chaitana, Chaitana. These are the living in front. Krishna is supplying you immense. All the necessities of life. There is no scarcity. There is no economic problem. You simply try to serve Krishna when everything is complete. Because he is this case. Where so much if Krishna desires, there may be ample supplies. Just like in your country, there is ample supplies. In other countries, I went to Switzerland, everything is imported, no supply. The supply is only snow. Take as much snow as you like. You see? Similarly, everything is under the control of Krishna. If you become devotee, then there is no snow supply. Simply food supply. And if you don't become devotee, be covered with snow, that's all. Covered with cloud. Everything is under Krishna's control. Practically, there is no scarcity. The scarcity is Krishna consciousness. So if you become Krishna conscious, then everything is ample. There is no scarcity. This is the power. And yet he said, the world is full of beings. But devotees, Kunti Devi says, but because devaki is your devotee, you save from the distresses offered by our envious brother. As soon as the brother heard that my sister's son, his son of my sister, will kill me, he was ready immediately to kill devotee. So you are pacified by devotee's husband. It is the duty of the husband to give protection. My dear brother, why you are envious your sister? Hatera, your sister will not kill you. Her son will kill you. That is the problem. So I shall deliver all the sons to you. Then you can do whatever you like. Why you are killing this innocent girl? Newly married, she is your younger sister, just like your daughter. You should give her protection. What you are doing? So Kansa became pacified. He believed in the words of Vasudeva that he will deliver all the sons, and if you like, can kill. He thought, let me save the present situation. After all, later on, when Kansa gets a nephew, he may forget this enviousness. Murder is never to forget. He killed all his sons and kept them in prison. Suchartita, Vadhya, Atichiram. Atichiram went for a long time. So, you are saved. Devaki, you are saved after all. Similarly, if you take the position of Devaki and Kunti, Kunti is just like with her sons, Pancha Pandav, five Pandav. After she became widow, the whole plan was, Dhritarashtra's, how to kill these children of my younger brother? Because by chance I was blind, so I could not get the throne of the kingdom. My younger brother got it. Now he is dead. So at least my sons, they should get the throne. That was his policy. Dhritarashtra's policy. I could not get. This is material propensity. I shall be happy. My sons shall be happy. My community shall be happy. My nation shall be happy. These are extended selfishness. Nobody is thinking Krishna, how Krishna is here. Everyone is thinking in his own terms. How I shall be happy, how my children shall be happy, my community shall be happy, my society shall be happy, my nation. This is the trouble for existence. Everybody is fine. This is material existence. Nobody is thinking how Krishna will be happy. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness is very sublime. Try to understand from Bhagavatam, from Bhagavad Gita. And Rishikena, Rishikesa, Srivana. And try to engage your senses for the service of the master of the senses. Then you will be happy. Thank you very much.